From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Sunday, May 8, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Andrea Sears reports from New York News Connection for the Public News Service on the Child Product Safety Bill clearing the Assembly.
The New York State Assembly overwhelmingly approved a bill on Wednesday to protect children from toxic substances in products. Peter Iwanowitz, Director of Environmental Advocates of New York, says the Child Safe Products Act would eliminate dangerous chemicals from a host of children's products, including toys, bedding, and sleepwear.
We still see mercury and arsenic and other known cancer and toxic agents that are routinely found in products that our kids are exposed to and are using or are wearing and sleeping on.
Similar bills have had majority support in both houses of the legislature for several years, but so far have not been allowed onto the Senate floor for a vote. Opponents of the legislation say it's unnecessary and would lead to job losses. According to Iwanowitz, last year the bill was supported by at least 40 senators, or almost two-thirds of the Senate.
These senators actually put their name and wanted to be listed as an official imprint co-sponsor of the bill. So we had the votes. The majority leader just bowed to special interests and wouldn't bring it up for one.
He says those special interests include the chemical industry, toy manufacturers, and the Farm Bureau. The Assembly also passed three other bills that are part of an Earth Day legislative package. Iwanowitz says those would remove mercury from light bulbs, require the state to incorporate environmental justice concerns in planning and permitting, and track environmental impacts on communities.
So a lot of important bills were sent over to the New York State Senate. We're hopeful that they'll bring up all of them, but in particular, we hope that this is the day that our kids are protected from dangerous toxics.
In his State of the State address, Governor Andrew Cuomo called for passage of the Child Safe Products Act. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Ariel Zangler in the Daily Freeman reports that on May the 3rd, the Kingston Common Council voted 8-0 for a resolution supporting legislation by State Assemblyman Frank Skartados, Democrat Milton, that would prohibit the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline from being constructed on New York Thruway Authority property. Currently, the pipeline is proposed to run largely along I-87 from Albany to New Jersey, so the bill introduced in April would kill the project. Pilgrim Pipeline Holdings, LLC, would build two parallel pipelines connecting Albany with Linden, New Jersey. Carrying 200,000 gallons of Bakken crude oil per day from Albany and refined fuel products from New Jersey along 95 miles of the Thruway's right-of-way and at 25 miles of private property. Kingston is the first town to adopt this resolution, but towns up and down the proposed path have passed several other resolutions opposed to the project. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And for our final story, Andrea Sears reports from the New York News Connection for the Public News Service on the NRC ordering a new analysis of Indian Point.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has ruled that its own staff analysis of the cost of a serious accident at the Indian Point nuclear plant is inaccurate. The commission's unanimous decision says the analysis by the Atomic Safety and Licensing Board contains factual errors that could be misleading. Cliff Weathers, with the environmental group Riverkeeper, believes the ruling will bolster the arguments those opposed to the plant have been making all along.
A new analysis, and an honest analysis, if it's done that way, will show that this plant is not safe, it's not secure, and also not vital for the area.
The original 40-year licenses for both reactors at Indian Point have expired, and the owners have applied to the NRC for 20-year extensions. Governor Andrew Cuomo has been calling for closing the facility. Indian Point has experienced a number of serious incidents, including a recent massive leak of radioactive tritium into the groundwater. And Weathers says at Indian Point 2, which is currently offline, more than a quarter of the bolts holding the inner walls of the reactor together are either damaged or missing.
That's an extremely serious event. There's never been anything like this at any nuclear power plant that we know of.
More than 17 million people live within a 50-mile radius of Indian Point, which is located just 41 miles from the center of Manhattan. Proponents of the plant argue that it's needed because it generates 10% of the state's electricity and a quarter of the power used by New York City. Weathers says that claim was examined in a recent study commissioned by Riverkeeper.
And they have found that, yes, Indian Point's energy is replaceable today, and the cost to consumers would be negligible.
He says new transmission efficiencies already in place, renewables now coming online, and the recent repair of three gas-fired power plants damaged by Hurricane Sandy can make up the difference. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers are likely for this Mother's Day. Mainly before 9 a.m., it will be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing, with a temperature high near 59 degrees. There will be a breezy south wind at 9 to 14 miles an hour, becoming northwest at 16 to 21 miles an hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 32 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation for today is 60%. New precipitation amounts of less than 1/10 of an inch is possible. On Sunday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees. Forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Monday, it will be sunny with a high near 64 degrees. Monday night, clear with a low around 36. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 46. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Sunrise today will be at 5:40 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:04 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 23 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Sunday, the 8th day of May, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Happy Mother's Day. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.